How are designers like us supposed to know where to begin every project? What questions to ask? Selecting materials, how to spec processes, how to be sustainable? If you're asking these questions, this show's the answer. All right, packaging peeps, I've got a special message from our sponsor, IDPDirect.com. If you want a more transparent supply chain and color consistency across your entire retail packaging program, check out IDPDirect.com. Not only do they make some of the most beautiful luxury retail packaging around the world, they're factory direct, meaning you speak directly with the factory making your packaging, not a middleman. Check out IDPDirect.com and schedule a consultation anywhere in the world near you. IDPDirect.com. All right, guys, this is the Packaging Podcast. I'm Emilio Matos. And recently, you might have seen me post an unboxing video of a coffee company called Onyx. In this video, I've received a box of coffee that's done in a lightweighted craft sheet that has a soft touch lamination over the top of it. It comes in a polymailer, a biodegradable polymailer. And if you look at the brand, if you see the brand on Facebook or Instagram, you notice everything is driven by the packaging. All the marketing photos are all about the packaging. It's never about the coffee or the coffee that you make from it. You never see coffee cups, you know, full and steaming. You always just see the packaging. And that's because the packaging is beautiful. It's beautifully shot. And that packaging is really what drives clicks, right? It stops you from scrolling through the feed because it's such beautiful packaging. Now, the problem is when I received it, if you ship a lightweighted craft board in a really thin biodegradable mailer, you know, you can imagine what's going to happen. Once I tore through the mailer, being that it's a biodegradable plastic, when you pull those apart, you know, it's a compostable plastic, I can't even remember. When you pull those apart, it feels completely different than just a standard poly mailer. It stretches much further than normal. So it's a brown mailer, you stretch it, it turns white. It's a really interesting feeling. It has a different hand feel to it as well. But once you tear through that and you pull the box out, there was nothing to protect that box. And the fact that that box has been lightweighted so much, it offers zero protection. And really what it's carrying is a bag of coffee, you know, just a standard stand-up coffee pouch. And so when I pulled out the box had been completely crushed because it's shipping across the country. You know, it's not a cheap product. It's over $20 a pound of this stuff. You know, when you receive it, you're expecting to see that packaging that you've seen over the years on, you know, on Facebook and your feed, and you get it and it's just been crushed to death. So that's a letdown, right? You have to kind of consider, I mean, you don't have to kind of consider, you just have to consider what that experience is going to be for that consumer when they receive that product. And the fact that they're getting a crushed box isn't a good experience. Now, if we step back and look at the fact that they've taken this lightweighted craft and they've laminated it with a soft touch film, it means that this packaging is no longer recyclable. You know, and having spoken to them via Instagram, they came back and shared some of the data on the film explaining that it was recyclable. Now, after I looked through all the information, what I gathered was the fact that this film is made in Turkey. And in Turkey, they recycle film and paper together. So it is recyclable combined in Turkey. This product is selling in the US. So technically, it is recyclable together. They've got the data behind it. But the fact is, in the US, it's not being recycled. Those are the types of things that you have to understand as a brand. You know, what is this material? What's the information? Where is that data coming from? You've got to make those decisions based on the current facts. You know, I reached out to several recycling centers here in the US. I showed them the material, and they all came back with the same thing. That's going to register as plastic, and the fact that it's paper, it's going to be separated. Now, it can get separated into mixed, which is then either landfilled, depending on the location. Geographically, everything changes. So in some areas, mixed goes to landfill. In other areas, mixed gets, you know, combined with plastic, with paper, it's all sorts of things. And that becomes either ground cover. It becomes, it's something that gets put into drywall or goes, you know, it gets recycled into other materials. It's not what consumers envision when they see the recycling symbol, which is that it comes back as the same product, right? You put cardboard in the recycling system, it comes back as paperboard. It comes back as paper. It comes back as some other form of paper or packaging. But when you put combined materials in the landfill, it never comes back as It comes back as, you know, drywall, pavement, you know, a variety of other, you know, roof cover, or, yeah, roof cover and roof tiles, so many different things, but not packaging. So I think it's really important as a designer, as a manufacturer, you know, you have to be really clear with your consumer and be upfront with the facts. Ask them, what does sustainability mean to you? Is it about recycling? Is it about lowering your carbon emissions? Those two questions right there, is it recycling or is it carbon emissions, are going to give you two different directions. You may end up doing more plastic when you're talking about carbon emissions. You may end up doing more paper when you're talking about recycling. You know, trying to find that happy medium and understand what is important to the customer and giving them the background on both is just a great service that you can do for them. And it's a great service you can do for yourself to make sure that you're directing that client in the right direction for what they ultimately want for their brand. So once again, guys, any questions you have, leave them on my LinkedIn, send me a DM. You can go to the Anchor website and go ahead and leave me a voice message. I'm always listening. I'm always ready to answer. All right. Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate you listening. We'll talk soon. Thanks for joining us on the show. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Packaging Podcast. That way you can get an insightful podcast every day. The Packaging Podcast is hosted by me, Evelio Matos. If you enjoyed the show, pay it forward by rating and reviewing the show on Apple Podcasts. It'll help grow the show and support our growing audience. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk soon.